Well, very, very briefly, I came in here prepared for a message, with a message, but when I heard the testimony of that lady that returned back to the earth by the mercy of God, or because of unforgiveness, my heart was quickened to just follow in that line, because that testimony was a message on its own. And so we just followed the line of that message already preached to look at the dangers of unforgiveness. The dangers of unforgiveness. And I'll be speaking on this within 10, 15 minutes. One of the most devastating and terrible things that can happen to anybody is to find yourself in damnation, not because you are a killer, not because you are a prostitute, but because there was somebody you could not release from your heart. I heard the story of a man of God, big man of God. He fasted for, I think, 70 days, I heard. And then his time was up on the earth, and he appeared before God in heaven. And the Lord said he wasn't qualified to be there for two reasons. Number one, that he had not assigned the ministry to the next person that is to continue the ministry. And number two, which was the most important and dangerous, was that there was somebody he had not forgiven. And for that purpose, he wasn't qualified to be there. And that was somebody who was, I think, a classroom teacher in primary school that maybe maltreated and dealt with him. So he woke up and had to look for that classroom teacher in primary school. Himself was already in age, gone a bit advanced in age. He had to look for the older man to make amends before he was qualified to return back. What are the dangers of unforgiveness? We have seen this before, but again, to refresh our minds for the sake of this service. Number one, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. The Bible said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Verse 25, he said, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Forgive that you may be forgiven. What are the dangers of unforgiveness? Number one, unforgiveness prevents people from receiving forgiveness from God. It prevents people from receiving forgiveness from God. If we can't forgive man, God can't forgive us. If the iniquity of that person is too big in your eyes, yours is equally big in God's eyes. Every time you begin to bring up the faults of people, God begins to bring up your faults. If unforgiveness prevents people from receiving forgiveness from God, it means that unforgiveness prevents your Christian identity. It prevents your spiritual claim. You are not permitted to claim that you are a Christian or to claim that you are a spiritual person if your sins are still with you, and your sins are still with you, if the sins of others still are still too important to you, it prevents people from receiving forgiveness from God. Number two, unforgiveness prevents the effectiveness of prayer. Prayer becomes a waste of time where unforgiveness is in place. If you haven't forgiven people and you are going to ask to pray to ask things from God. God is saying, you are wasting your time. When you stand praying, forgive. In other words, without forgiveness, prayer is a waste of time. Without forgiveness, prayer is a waste of effort. Without forgiveness, prayer is a waste of attempt. When you stand praying, forgive. Thirdly, unforgiveness attracts the assignment of tormentors. It attracts, maybe I'll use the word, the ministry of tormentors. Those are demonic spirits. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 34, and his Lord was wroth with him and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother. That is, if you don't forgive, you have agreed to be surrendered to the tormentors. Tormented with arthritis, tormented with ulcers, tormented with all manner of afflictions. He says, so will the Lord do to those who will not forgive. They are inviting the ministry of tormentors. Demonic spirits that torment and afflict and inflict pain. That will never be your portion. I can tell you that forgiveness can destroy ulcers instantly. I can destroy migraine headaches and destroy hypertension instantly. Forgiveness. Unforgiveness attracts the ministry of tormentors. Number four, unforgiveness invites trouble into life. It invites trouble into life. The last one we talked of tormentors, this one is not just torment now, but trouble. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, the Bible said, looking diligently in case any man fail of the grace of God, in case any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. The root of bitterness invites trouble to life. It invites trouble. It invites trouble. And finally, unforgiveness results, or rather, unforgiveness leads people to eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. That is, unforgiveness is high road to hellfire. Is high road to hellfire. Is high road to hellfire. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. I'll read all the way to verse 15. He said, we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother, that is, he can't forgive, abideth in death. Now, verse 15. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. That is what he has, is eternal death. Look at your neighbor, say, I cannot go to hell because of another person's offense. I can't go to hell because I was offended. Whatever it takes, I must make heaven. Two things will help us to forgive. Number one, remember that you have been forgiven by God. The scripture said, if thou should mark iniquity, who should stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. If God should count everybody's guilt one by one, who can stand? Remember that you have been forgiven. You may say that I have not done, As terrible as this other person has done, it doesn't matter. You have been forgiven. You have been forgiven. You are not perfect before God. Remember that. Secondly, remember that your eternity is at stake. Your eternity is at stake. That playing with it is playing with fire. Eternity is at stake. To agree to be unforgiving is to agree to end in hell. How do you forgive? One word. Receive grace from God. Just grace. What is grace? Grace is capacity to do what you couldn't have done by yourself. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12. It said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, and that is including unforgiveness, is part of ungodliness, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Every time it becomes difficult to forgive an offender, Lord, I apply for grace. I can't go to hell. I must release this person. I must forgive this person. I can't go to hell. It is a new day. Grace to forgive is released upon you. Lift up your right hand. By your grace and mercy, I'd like us to take that song. By your grace and mercy, I have been. Alright. While that song is on, I would like everyone here today, you will lift up your hands and apply for grace. Father, grace to forgive. Grace to release offenders. Grace to live with purity and cleanness of heart. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and speak to God. We started with thanking God and honoring God and appreciating Him. God, forgive us, not because we're so qualified, not because we're deserving, not because we deserved it. Only grace and mercy helped us. So why won't we forgive others?
By your grace and mercy, I was justified. It was not because I was so qualified. It was not because I was so deserving.
Sing by your grace.
Justified. Oh, by your grace and mercy, I was justified.
It was not because. Forgiveness from God,
We did an altar call at first, but maybe you didn't come out at that time. It's time you can come out right now. Or you are still finding it difficult to forgive people. The altar is free. Quickly come forward here. We'll take the second verse. While the song is on, pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward if you didn't come out at first. And say, Lord, I came to receive grace, to forgive and to release. I also came to ask forgiveness from you. Quickly. By your grace and mercy.
By your grace and mercy.
Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front. Before I pray for these people, I pray for everyone in the crowd. I take authority over every spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness. Your tenure has expired. And everyone here today who is sick and afflicted and tormented by any form of torment or consequences of unforgiveness, you are released in the name of Jesus. As you release forgiveness, you are released. Father, touch lives. Let nobody who came in here with any pain, with any affliction, with any disease, with any frustration, return back with the same. Blessed be your name. Place your right hand on your chest. Dr. Mr. Nenche will come again and help us to pray for them. The rest of us, just lift your right hand and go ahead and let God know.
Pray this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for this opportunity I have to make my ways right with you. Thank you, particularly on the issue of bitterness and unforgiveness. Today, I lay down at your feet, Lord Jesus, and every other sin, I lay them at your feet, Lord Jesus, and I receive your forgiveness today in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, oh Lord, I receive your grace to live a life that pleases you consistently and continually in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands as I pray for you, or Daddy, you can pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of sin from these lives. I declare today the hand of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. Father, from today, every man, every woman, every boy and every girl that has made demands on your help, today we declare that help is released to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing and answering in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big shout of praise. And so you just proceed this way with the counselors right away. And then we're almost closing the service now. You can just proceed this way. The counselors will have some discussions with you. Anyone that you are trusting God for, their deliverance is established in the name of Jesus. It is done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The rest of us, you can hold the hand of your neighbor. You are going to pray for him, for her, and ask that the counsel of the Lord be established in their lives. I think we might have come here for different purposes today, but God gathered us so that he can tell us about the destruction and the destructive nature of bitterness and unforgiveness. And also, secondly, based on that little girl's encounter, also, what are we doing for the Lord? What are we doing for the Lord? What is our service in the kingdom? What is our evangelistic service? Our soul winning service? Our financial service to the Lord? Our service in prayer and intercession? What are we doing for the Lord? What we are doing here on earth is determining the buildings that are being built for us in heaven. The girl said she saw people standing on the streets. They made heaven, but they have nowhere to stay. You remember in scriptures, Jesus told us the parable of that of Abraham of the rich man and the poor man Lazarus at his gate. When he got to heaven, he had to squat in Abraham's bosom. He made heaven, but he was squatting. That shall never be anybody's portion. We will make heaven and we will have where to stay. Say amen if you believe it. And so you are holding your neighbor's hand and you are going to pray for him. Father, I pray for this precious man or this precious woman. He will make heaven. She will make heaven. Any besetting sin, any bitterness, anger, malice that will prevent him, Father, take it away from this person. And then, Father, give him the grace. Give her the grace to labor in your kingdom, to do what they must do so that they are building their habitation, building their mansions in heaven. Oh God, we pray for your help today. Let us not be distracted by the things of this life, by running helter skelter. Lord God, let our passion for service in the kingdom be intact and let us step out and carry out those assignments. Oh Lord, we look up to you. Lekoto zakatila galabrada, batosa tikalada kusa katakalida. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands as I pray. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers today. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for helping us to make eternity in heaven. When the rapture takes place, thank you for Lord helping us to lay down solid foundations and complete our buildings in heaven where we shall reside. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody say loud, amen. Let's celebrate God just a minute. There's a song about I will be in the number. When the saints go marching in. Can you sing that song with great excitement? Then we'll stop, share the grace, and then you will sing it all the way to your house, all the way to your car. Let's go.
When the saints go marching in.
When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in. Now walk to five people and tell them. Go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in. Now ask somebody, will you be there? Give him an answer.
When the saints go marching in.
Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in. Will you be there? Answer him, I'll be there. When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in. I want to congratulate you for not walking out before the service closed. Congratulate yourself. Give Jesus a big clap of hand for yourself. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's share the grace together in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Oh, wait. Oh. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be. If you are worshiping with us for the first time, please step this way. Let's receive you.